Every Wednesday at 8:40, we do Art About Town. It's kind of like your weekly art gallery or art exhibition lucky dip. And this week we're off to M2 Gallery in Surry Hills. The upcoming group show After Dark has been curated by Sydney artist Joshua Sharadia, and he joins us this morning. Josh, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excited to be here. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you have curated this show, but are you also in it?
Yes, I'm one of the artists in the show.
How many artists and how did you figure out who to have in the show? Because I can imagine that, you know, lots of great artists, but pulling a show together, you've got to be a little bit selective, right?
Oh, absolutely. So the real impetus for the show was just being able to bring together some of my favorite artists and artist friends and produce something beautiful and thought-provoking. And I think the curating process sort of was very organic for this show, in that I thought about whose art I'm really enjoying at the moment and whose art I'd like to see together. And as I was listing names, I started to see common threads. So in particular with all these artists, I identified that impulse of everyone towards introspection and contemplation and sensitivity. And I'd been thinking about the idea of the nocturne or nighttime images, and could see that that would be sort of a great common thread to link all of them. And so from there, I started to think about who else would really suit the show and who'd be able to respond to that theme.
So then I can imagine the subject matter that, depending on how people have interpreted, there might be some portraiture, there'll be landscape. Is that right?
Yeah, so the show's quite eclectic and there's a real mix of styles. So there's quite a broad range. Belle Blau is one of the artists, and she's produced work in her classic hard edge abstraction style. There's some subtle landscapes by Amelia Carroll, interiors, still lives, sensitive drawings, genre paintings.
So there's just absolutely going to be something for everyone. I can imagine it's going to be so beautiful and possibly a quite quiet show and contemplative, I can imagine.
Yeah, I think that each of these artists, as I said, have that sort of impulse towards introspection and have made work that is quite sensitive. I think everyone's responded in a different way, of course, depending on where they're coming from with their art. And I was interested in that dichotomy of the night, that depending on your particular state of mind or experience or your surroundings in a given moment, that the night can evoke feelings of either rest, nostalgia and intimacy, or feelings of darkness, terror, secrecy and so on.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you start hanging the show next. Does it open? It opens next Thursday?
Yeah, so the gallery will be open from Wednesday. That's when we'll be hanging the exhibition.
Yep.
But the official opening will be on Thursday the 16th from 6 to 8 p.m. And then the gallery will be open every day until the 22nd.
Oh, my goodness. Josh, it sounds like a really beautiful show. I know it's been a real passion project for you. Congratulations. I guess it will be so exciting seeing all the work hanging together, won't it?
It will. I'm so looking forward to actually getting to hang the show. That's one of the best bits, deciding where each of the works goes. I should say really quickly as well that if people are interested to see the lineup of artists and learn more about them, you can just go to my Instagram page, which is at Joshification. And in my most recent post, you'll see all the details and all of the artists tagged.
Yeah, perfect. And we'll link all that information to the show notes as well when we post this to the website so people can find it there as well.
Brilliant. Thank you.
No worries. Oh, my God. Josh, all the best with the hang next week, and look forward to getting along to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Willie.